One block away from Times Square in New York City, there's a bus terminal that covers two square blocks. The Port Authority bus terminal is positioned to take in countless commuter buses from outside the city. Thousands of people use it every morning. And in a subway tunnel beneath that terminal this morning in the height of rush hour, well, something exploded. Police say one suspect is in custody, and we're going to talk through what happened with NPR's Joel Rose, who covers New York City. Hi there, Joel.
Hey, Steve.
Can you walk us through the timeline and what is known, what little is known at this point?
Right. We're awaiting a press briefing momentarily to get hopefully more information about this incident. But we know it's shortly after 7 a.m. this morning, between 7 and 8 a.m., as you said, right in the meat of the morning rush hour, there was an explosion at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in the subway. As you know, that's below the Port Authority bus terminal. Mm-hmm. Which is said to be the busiest in North America. Hundreds of thousands of daily riders go through there. Police say one male suspect is in custody, and the fire department says there are injuries, four injuries reported so far, but none of them are life-threatening, according to the fire department. There's a suspect, a man, and he is in custody, according to police.
Okay, so a mixture of reports about exactly what happened, and we should treat all information at this point with caution, with skepticism, because things change in a developing story. But the sense that we get is that someone caused that explosion in the subway. It must not have been all that large an explosion, given how crowded a subway tunnel can be and the limited number of injuries. And the person who is blamed for the suspect, who is in some way connected, I guess we should say, to this explosion, according to police, is in custody. Is that right?
Yeah. I think you've got those dots. I think those dots are correct. And how we connect them is, as you say, it's you want to be cautious until there's more information out there. And hopefully there will be soon. But, right, I mean, if there was an explosion in the subway at this extremely busy Times Square subway station at rush hour, there would be hundreds or, even thousands of people in the station, hundreds on any given platform if a train had just come in. And so I think if four injuries is the total number for this incident, that suggests whatever the explosion was not terribly powerful. But, it's early, and I don't think we want to draw too many conclusions yet.
Hey, Joel, I know you live in New Jersey and work in Manhattan. Are you one of the people who sometimes takes a bus into that terminal?
No, I'm one of the fortunate commuters who uses Penn Station.
You take a train instead.
Yeah, which is no bargain either. But Port Authority is, it's the busiest bus station in North America. Hundreds of thousands of commuters every day mainly from New Jersey, but, people come in from all over, from the Hudson Valley, from Pennsylvania, from points south and west. So it's a major portal into the city. It is right next to Times Square, the Lincoln Tunnel. The New York Times headquarters is across the street. I mean, it's one of the busiest corners in all of New York.
And now let's bring up a number of officials, including Bill de Blasio, the mayor, have now come to the microphones. Let's give a listen for a few minutes.
In the passageway between 42nd and 8th and 42nd and 7th. The governor's going to speak. The mayor's going to speak. I'm going to give you some more details. Dan Nigro is going to talk about some of the minor injuries, and then Joe Lode is going to talk about subway service. Governor?
Thank you. Good morning to everyone.
Andrew Cuomo.
The first news this morning was obviously very frightening and disturbing. When you hear about a bomb in the subway station, which is in many ways one of our worst nightmares, the reality turns out better than the initial expectation and fear. You had a number of law enforcement agencies that did a fantastic job. The NYPD, the PAPD, the Port Authority Police, the MTA Police, they were all on it. You see behind us representatives of all the agencies coordinated. The Assistant Director of the FBI, Bill Sweeney, is here. So everyone worked together. There was an explosion. The police commissioner will go over the details. It was a minor, it was an effectively low-tech device. There were several injuries, we hope minor, it was handled extraordinarily well. There was a disruption in train service and bus service. While a sweep was being done. That's all being restored now, as you'll hear from Joe Loda. The subway service, except at 42nd Street, is being restored. The Port Authority bus terminal is reopened, so buses will be running once again. This is New York. The reality is that we are a target by many who would like to make a statement against democracy, against freedom. We have the Statue of Liberty in our harbor, and that makes us an international target. We understand that. With the internet now, anyone can go on the internet and download garbage and vileness on how to put together an amateur-level explosive device. And that is the reality that we live with. The counter-reality is that this is New York, and we all pitch together, and we are a savvy people, and we keep our eyes open, and that's what See Something, Say Something is all about. And we have the best law enforcement on the globe, and we're all working together extraordinarily well. I want to thank the mayor and the mayor's office for doing a great job this morning. And we will go forward, and we'll go forward together. All the service will resume. Let's go back to work. We're not going to allow them to disrupt us. That's exactly what they want. And
that's Andrew Cuomo,
exactly what they're not
the governor of New York State, standing on the street outside the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan today and giving us a little bit of information about an explosion. Someone caused that explosion in a subway tunnel underneath the giant bus terminal. According to the fire department, four people were injured. None of the injuries are said to be life-threatening. Governor Cuomo described the prospect of such a rush hour attack as one of our worst nightmares, but says the reality has turned out better than feared.